Welcome to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230 or toll free 1-866-820-5528. That's 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Hi, I had to stop talking to start talking. What's up with that? Oh, we're always so talking in the studio. We forget we're on the air. It's great. Isn't that good, though? We forget we're on the air. Anyway, welcome to Home Sweet Home. I'm Leslie Lovell, your host. And I have a co-host today, one of my favorite people, Darilyn Davidian. And she is filling in for Linda because Linda went away for a couple of weeks and she's going to be helping her son do some things in California. So although we'll miss you, Miss Linda, I will send you a copy. Dari's going to take your place and you always
That's a hard act to follow.
Yes.
Thank you, Leslie, for having me. It's fun to be here.
Thank you. I just want to talk a little bit about you stopping over right before the weekend to my house.
Yes,
I did. And that was so nice.
Your
I
house wish you is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. I got to post those pictures on my Facebook, Home Sweet Home.
It is. The
website.
Decorating, the interior decorating you did is absolutely magnificent.
It's home. And you know what I love about living there? It's like everywhere I live, I just really live in every room. I don't. You know how some people, I go, oh, don't go in that room? I don't live like that. I love using my house. Every room in the house.
It's beautiful.
So, thank you.
And very comfortable. It's a home sweet home feeling.
Yeah, it's a home sweet home feeling. Kick your shoes off. Sit a spell. What is that? Who did that? Was it the Beverly Hillbillies? Kick your shoes off, sit a spell,
Was
stay
it
a
the
while?
Beverly Hills?
I think it was the Beverly Hillbillies.
That
I
was
know
a
the
funny
whole
show.
Song. God. Anyway, all
some of the listeners may not remember that show.
Yeah, I know. Uh-oh. Dating myself. Uh-oh. Anyway, I just want to talk about, I asked you to try the piano because I had just had a tune for a party. And you said, yeah, I'll sit down and try. And, of course, I knew you played, but I didn't know you played that well. And I was very impressed.
Thank
Not
you.
Surprised, but impressed. And you also sang me one of your songs, which is called Here For You. You wrote the music and the lyrics.
Yes.
And I absolutely loved it. I almost cried. It was so beautiful. And I just want to say that I was really impressed by that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me because my passion, music is my passion.
It is.
But piano is my second instrument. Vocals and guitar are my first, but your piano is absolutely gorgeous. What's the make of that piano?
Pearl River, but it's not like the best make, but after this guy I was telling you about pulled my piano apart, literally had parts all over the living room floor. I never saw anyone tune a piano like that in my life. He was there for hours. Once he put it back together, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think my piano ever sounded like that, even when it was new.
And it's beautiful.
I know.
Now, that's a player piano too, right?
It's also a CD player.
Which, oh, you can put a CD?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have a really big assortment of CDs. And the nice part about those is that they will play instrumental, vocal. You know, you could play both together or you could play separately, like just instrumental or just vocal. I'll tell you what, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Even as a standalone piano, when I was playing, it was absolutely, I was in ecstasy. It's just
Isn't
beautiful.
It gorgeous. I know. It's just so
You're going
beautiful.
To tell them about what we watched, though? The DVD?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
That was fun.
Yeah, I was telling Darilyn about the Tony Bennett Duets 2, I think it was, DVD that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I let her listen and see Lady Gaga. And unfortunately, Amy Winehouse was on there, but she was amazing.
What a loss.
Yeah, I know. And Darilyn really enjoyed that. But one of these years, you're going to come over and watch the whole thing, which had so many stars on it.
Lady Gaga with Tony Bennett, I was absolutely blown away. I knew she was talented, but that type of music that she did with him, that was amazing.
Wasn't it perfect?
Do you think
for
I should color my hair?
Yes.
Blue?
Yes, I do. Color it blue.
Okay.
No. I mean, Gaga can get away with that. She can. She's like, you know, our today Madonna. And, you know, I got to give the Italians credit, only because I'm Italian.
I love Italians.
Yeah, they're crazy, aren't they?
But yeah, I'm dying to eat some of your food.
They're daring. I know.
Well, I had a sample of a few things you've brought
in.
Yeah,
but nothing like the pasta sauce.
Yeah. Well, they're true Italian.
Yeah, that's the
But I had a great time.
Good. I wish you could stay longer, but I'm thinking of making a pasta this weekend, so let's see if you could make it. Maybe Sunday I might to whip it up, you know?
Yeah, whip it up, baby.
Yeah, whip it up. Anyway, I want to talk about a few things. One is that I recorded a movie. I think people are getting a lot of flack about this, and especially Michael Douglas, but I recorded a movie called Behind the Candelabra, and it was on May 26th on HBO, and I got to tell you, I was way impressed with Michael Douglas's portrayal of Liberace. Totally impressed. He was outstanding. I mean, at times you didn't even realize you were watching Michael Douglas. It was so authentic. And Matt Damon played his, you know, his lover, this Scott Thurman or something like that his name was. Scott Thorson. And I'll tell you what, it was... Darlin', it
really
was
good. I'm sorry, I missed it.
No, well, I have it recorded. If you ever want to watch it, at
well, maybe
my place.
When we can have pasta together,
You will be amazed.
I have had a crush on Michael Douglas for years.
Wow.
Do you think this would ruin it for me?
It might, because you know there were some scenes in it. Knowing that those two guys are not, you know, of that persuasion, which there's nothing wrong with, but
not at all.
Knowing that, it was kind of weird to watch him in that position, you know, do that kind of a role, you know what I'm saying? So it was a little strange, but I do like him as an actor, and I really respect Matt Damon. Almost everything I've seen him in, Matt Damon too, I have really liked.
Two great actors.
Oh my gosh.
And
talented.
I don't know if you've ever been to his home, but I had the pleasure years ago, my brother-in-law was working for, I think it was Wang. I don't know if you remember Wang. And and hello to Sherry and Steve back east if they're listening. And he took me through the home, and the home was unbelievable. I think he had like 8 bathrooms or 10 bathrooms in that house.
He lived on a little unknown street that I can't remember the name of it offhand right now.
I have to find you the photos because I have them somewhere. You could post some on your...
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I ran into him one day. This is a funny story.
What, Liberace?
Yes. And he had a big fur coat on. It was in the winter. And we were in his little store in the Boulevard Mall. I swear to God, it must have been 100 years ago. And I was a designer at the time, and he was decorating for himself. And he and I were the only two people in the store. And this little decorating store that used to be across from JCPenney. And it was a darling little store. It had beautiful towels and sheets and bedding and, you know, some artwork and bathroom accessories, really nice and everything. So I'm looking for towels for a client, and he's looking for something else. And he spots me, I spot him. And because we're the only two people in the store, it was very early in the morning on a weekday. He goes, "Hi, I'm Liberace," and he gave me his hand, and I said,
"Oh,
hello."
He just came up to you?
Yeah, he just came up to me because we were really close shopping together, and I was going, like this, you know, looking at colors, like talking out loud.
You were in your creativity.
Yeah, and he was kind of laughing, and he goes, "What are you doing in here?" And I told him, and he says, "Oh, I'm designing too," and and we started to talk. He says, "What room are you doing?" And I was telling him, and he started telling me, and what a lovely conversation. And then I said, "Well, you know, nice to talk to you, sir." I said, "Have a lovely day." He said, "You too, dear," and da-da-da. I went my way, he went his way, and that was it. But I just thought it was so nice that he acknowledged me right away.
He was a very nice man. I saw him in concert. He was
me too.
Unbelievable.
The Dancing Waters, remember, before
the
Mirage even did them?
I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah, not the Mirage, the Bellagio.
Bellagio, yeah.
I remember that because he... was the first one on stage, I think, to do the
Dancing
Waters.
I think he was.
Right?
Yep.
And my aunt had taken me to see him from New York, and she said, "Oh, we got to go see Liberace." I said, "Really?" You know, because I wasn't really into it. And then after I saw him, I was like, "Oh, my God, I love him." He was great.
I loved him, too. My mom was a fanatic. God bless her. Yeah, because she was, as you know, my roots came from mom teaching me to sing and everything. And she used to say, "We're going to see Liberace." And he was performing, because I'm from Massachusetts, at one of the circuses. You know how they have the music festivals?
Absolutely.
And I said, "All right." I wasn't overly excited about it. But when I saw him in the performance, I was blown away. Even as a child, I was blown away.
He was a really good performer.
Excellent.
Anyway, so...
So that is worth seeing, huh?
Yes, and Debbie Reynolds plays his mother.
Really?
It's a 2013 flick, by the way. It was made this year.
Well, they were doing the casting here. I remember about 8 months ago or so. Do you remember
so.
That?
Yep.
They were casting. They were holding it, I don't know where it was, somewhere in Vegas, but definitely, yeah.
Dan Aykroyd plays his manager, and Debbie Reynolds, the mother, and she does a wonderful job. They have a prosthetic on her nose because it doesn't even look like her. But when she started to talk, even with the supposedly Polish accent, I knew it was Debbie Reynolds right away. Because I've been watching her.
Amazing cast.
Yeah, really good cast. Yeah. So anyway, must see. Go to HBO, see if you can Google it and find it. The next thing I wanted to talk about, it's a really good question. I found it in, let me see what magazine it was, Oprah, June 2013. I love O Magazine.
Thank God for Oprah.
I really like it. My sister turned me on to O Magazine about a year ago, and she goes, "Don't you read Oprah?" I'm like, "No." And she goes, "Why aren't you reading that? You have a show. You should read it. It's a really good magazine." So anyway, the question was, what's the one thing you will never outgrow? And I know you have an answer.
I do have an answer. The one thing that I will never outgrow is the child in me.
I love that answer. I love that answer.
I feel whether you're 7 or 70, the child in you will always be there. And it is healthy to keep your spirit alive, you know, like the things that you liked as a child are some of the things you like now to do.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So that is the one thing that I know that I'll never outgrow.
Yeah.
Now, what I'd like to outgrow is my size and lose about 20 pounds. So
That's for everybody.
You've lost a tremendous amount of weight.
Oh, my God, girl.
You look magnificent.
I feel like skinny mini, but I love it.
How about you?
I am going to tell you a secret about me, but now the whole world will know, whoever's listening. I was a majorette back in the day, and I always had a balanced baton. They were always made special for me. And so I grew up from 3 years old being a mascot for a high school, and then I became a regular majorette. And I still go in my closet, pull out my balance baton with the pink tips on it, and twirl it by myself.
Get out of here.
Yeah, girl.
You have to do that for me.
It's phenomenal.
We need to tape that and put
so
it on YouTube.
Funny. I could do the flat top. I can do the pinwheel. I could do the butterfly. Stuff you never heard of.
I love it. I love it. And that's not easy to do. I know my sister used to do it when she was one of those, what do they call those?
A drum major?
What do they call those things in high school when they march and they twirl?
Color guard, majorette.
Majorette. There you go,
yeah,
majorette. Same thing as you then. Okay, so she used to do that, and that's not easy to do.
I will never outgrow it as long as I live. And I do a flat top on my palm. The baton actually spins around my palm about 10 times before I stop it.
Your dog must love that.
Well, he's afraid of it because I drop it every now and then. I don't like to admit to that. When I was a little kid, my parents used to watch me practice in the backyard, and they would make believe they weren't watching because I would get nervous. And I used to hit myself on the head all the time with it. So my mother would say, "You're going to have brain damage. You can't keep hitting yourself in the head with the baton." Mom, but I love it. You know, it's kind of that kind of thing. It's so funny.
It's funny.
But, you know, when you learn how to flip it and you have to catch it behind your back or something, you're going to hit your head like 20 times before you catch it for the first time.
My God, that wouldn't be good for me. I have enough brain damage.
I do too. That explains a lot for me.
Well, you have an excuse. What's my excuse?
Yeah, really. We'll have to find you one.
All right.
Anyway, so the next thing I want to talk about, another great article I found. Of course, Dr. Phil is Oprah's, you know, he's like the wonderful, you know, guru.
Thanks to her, he is where he is, really.
God bless that situation.
But he's very good.
He is. I really like him. I didn't like him at first, but now I really like him. And when he first started, I was like, he's a know-it-all. And now I think, no, he's not. He's really a cool guy.
Well, I think initially when he started out, like anyone, he's trying to bring his thoughts and his opinions across. And maybe, you know, always when you start out, you try to impress.
I think
he's calmed down a little bit, and he's more of who he is. I like him more now than I did in the beginning myself.
Yeah, I do too. He kind of grew on
more down
us.
To earth.
Yeah, he kind of grew on us over the years. I want to take a little break, though. Let's take a break before we go into the question that we found. And then, because we have some sponsors we want to talk about. So we'll be right back. Home Sweet Home, Darrellyn and Leslie. We'll see you in a minute.
Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, N-R-M-A-R-O-E at gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, N-R-M-A-R-O-E at gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Cravat, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Getting the most for your decorating dollars. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
So we're going to talk about this. We're back at Home Sweet Home, sorry. We're going to talk about this question for Dr. Phil that was in Oprah.com. Magazine, June 2013, and Darilyn's going to read the question.
Okay, here it is. I have a tendency to become friendly with needy, emotionally unhealthy people. I'll be so consumed by their demands that my family, career, and other relationships suffer. How can I remain friends with someone who needs my help without letting her drag me down? That's an awesome question because a lot of people do that to me. I know that. How about you?
Me too. I mean, I am so guilty of this ridiculous thing, and I know it's ridiculous. It is, because it takes away from my quality of life, which is absolutely nuts. And what he tells you is, basically, your desire to save others is not about them, it's about you. And that's what's really scary. So if you want to read this article, we don't want to go through the whole thing, but it's in Oprah. It's on Oprah.com, page 52, June 2013. And I think you should read what Dr. Phil says. If you are one of these people that does this kind of thing, you probably need to think it out.
On which end now?
You're the one that's listening to everybody's problems and you're not living your own life and you're taking them too seriously and making it part of you. I have a client right now that I certainly wouldn't mention names, but they are very, very needy. And I find that I'm having a really hard time with that because I really don't want to talk about all this personal stuff, even though a little bit of it is fine, mm-hmm. but too much of it becomes, then I become a psychiatrist or a doctor.
And it emotionally drains you.
I'm not as a
much
doctor.
And you're a caring person. So if someone comes to you and they need to vent and tell you their problems, I'm like that too. And you can take so much, but then it reaches a point where it really does eat into your emotional and spirit and well-being. So you have to kind of like draw the line.
And then when they call, then you run away from the phone because yeah. you're going, oh my God, if I get on the phone, I can't get off.
You'll never get off. I know people like that.
Really? It's scary.
Don't answer the phone. Don't you have caller ID?
Of course. But still, you know, you can only avoid the phone call so much. Mm. And then you have to say something like, you know what? I love you. I understand you're having issues, but I've got to cut this short because I have work to get to, or I have an appointment, or you have to go.
And then recommend a good therapist.
Yeah, and recommend someone. Say, you know what, I know a lady that I do know someone, and I would say, you know, can you call her because she's wonderful? Why don't you give her a call and get it all out?
Right.
You know,
and they're
it.
Professionals. They can lead them in the right direction, and that way, mm-hmm. you know, they'll feel better too. That's why there's therapists out there.
Yeah, or wine.
It's not that you can't be. A wine's much better, Leslie. Didn't you bring any today?
No. Or wine, right?
That will do the trick.
Tell me about it. So then, drink some
then
wine.
Then they'll be going to AA.
Really? Then you'll have another problem. Oh, God, that's crazy. I know we're making light of it. We don't mean to.
No,
but it's funny.
No, it's good to care. I mean, it's not that you don't want to care and help someone on occasion, but when it becomes a habit, then it creates a problem.
It does. It does. And people, you know, seem to not take care of their issues. They just keep, you know, getting bigger. And then instead of like really addressing an issue and saying, hey, you know what? I know I have a problem. They know they have the problem because they're telling you about it.
Right.
But they don't fix it. And I've been in that situation where I've been in situations where I should have fixed long before I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us are guilty of that.
Absolutely. It's a growing process and you do learn. But the first step is to admit you have the problem.
I know.
Then once you do, you can do something about it.
It's true.
But you have to make the next step and do something about
it. You do. If you're really serious about it.
Right.
You know, my mom used to have a saying that was, people are only where they want to be. And I would question, I said, Mom, what do you mean by that? And she goes, no, you know, when you tell me somebody's in a bad situation, right?
Yeah.
If they didn't want to be there, they wouldn't be there. They would do something to stop it or end it or change it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah, they would. I mean, they would make a serious effort to make a change.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, that is a big part of life. Change is a part of life.
It is a change, and don't let it go. My dad used to always say to me, Darylin, do it now. That was his favorite.
Don't procrastinate.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Don't wait.
It's now or never.
And he was a hard worker, and he did whatever he said, he got done. And I learned a lot.
Well, you do learn those kinds of things from your parents. And I think my mom was right in that situation because I think I've dragged stuff on a lot longer than I should have. And maybe if my mom was here with certain situations, because I lost her a long time ago, I probably would have moved more quickly because she was around. You know what I mean? Like, I would know, like, ooh, my mom's watching.
She would have yelled at you.
She would have said, are you real or what? Are you serious or delirious? That's
my mom was like that. I wouldn't mess with her. She was the boss.
That's right. You didn't mess with your mother.
Miss my mom, too.
Me
too. That's another thing you'll never outgrow.
No, missing your parents?
Yeah.
Never. Not in a million. But remember that commercial they used to have? Don't fool with Mother Nature, and then the lightning would strike?
Yes.
It kind of reminds me.
That's my name. That's my mom.
Don't mess with that. You're looking for trouble, right?
That's right.
Oh, so funny. Anyway, we found this great article also, and that was, I forgot what was that?
Is that
in,
on the cool bathing suits?
Oprah Magazine 2013, again, on these way cool bathing suits. And by the way, I posted all this on our Facebook/Home Sweet Home Radio page. So if you go to Facebook/Home Sweet Home Radio.com, you will see them. And this first one, Darylin, is gorgeous.
I cannot believe that.
It's like a lace.
That's so sexy.
Merry Widow, and it's a bathing suit. I love it.
I just wish I had the body to get
in. I know. Is that gorgeous?
I mean, that is beautiful, though. I've never seen anything like it. For the listeners, it's made out of lace. And what else is it made out of?
I guess spandex and lace.
It's just absolutely beautiful.
But it looks like, you know, kind of, it looks like lingerie, but it's actually outerwear. So you could wear it to the beach, but it's going to be a little deceiving. And if it has, I don't know if it has a nude spandex under it, but boy, that would be sexier than all get out, right?
Yeah, and it might help get a few dates.
Back off. Right. Beware. My dad was so funny when Kim and I were growing up. We were, you know, he had two daughters. Oh my gosh, that's like, wah! You know, and when they start to get into little bathing suits and stuff. And my mom defied my dad all the way, you know, get them bikinis, right? Oh my God. And that was like in the 1960s or
right.
so. And we wore them to the beach the first time. And I think I was like 16. My sister was 13. And all these boys all of a sudden start gathering around the blanket. My dad went to get some hot dogs and stuff. And he comes back. He goes, what are you guys hanging around here for? We go, Daddy, why are you chasing all the guys? He goes, just shut up. Put a towel on.
He's protective of his little girls.
Well, because, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you got to watch him at age, right? And then we said, could we go to the boardwalk alone tonight? He said, only when I'm dead.
He's so cute.
It was true.
Your dad was a special guy.
Oh, he was so funny. But, you know, you don't mess with that. Italian fathers, oh, my God, look out. Anyway, they had these other bathing suits.
Seen anything like this before.
Prints,
this
is like a picture of an animal.
Photos of there's a penguin here. And right. Is that a wolf or is that a dog?
It looks like a fox. I think it's a fox.
Well, I was close.
Yeah, close enough.
But what's that in its mouth?
I don't know, but I don't know if I like that. No, I think it's just his coat in the front. It looks.
Oh, is that what it
yeah,
is? That's what it is.
But I bet you that you could take a photo of your puppy or your kitten and put it on the front of your bathing suit and, like, put little paw prints on the back. Somebody could bank that for you.
That would be kind of cute.
Wouldn't it? That is so cute.
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Very, very unique.
Isn't it?
Different.
It's different.
So check out. You'll have this posted on. Is it posted now?
It is. It's posted now.
Because these are very unique, Leslie.
Very, very cute. And it'll tell you where to buy them and how to find them. And, you know, bathing suits are, you know, they make those throw pillows that you could put a family photo on. Have you seen those? That you could take a picture and put it on fabric?
Yes, I have seen those.
Why wouldn't you be able to do it on a piece of fabric for a bathing suit?
I bet.
I don't know why you couldn't. I mean, if you had
I think you better copyright that immediately.
Yeah. I know. Why not, right? That could be fun. You could put your pet on there. Anyway, we're going to talk about, Darilyn's going to do an article on LL Cool J when we come back from a break, but we should take the break first because if we don't, then we're going to get through our break and we'll never stop talking.
That's true.
So we'll take a break first. You're listening to Home Sweet Home, and if you want to call in, it's 702-731-1. 1230, and out of state is 866-820-5528. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395. Making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. To request your free sample of Velocity, call 702-721-8496. 702-721-8496. Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, nrmaroe@gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, nrmaroe@gmail.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377. Making memorable moments in your home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hello, we're back. It's a half hour gone already, darling. Can you believe it?
I mean, can't believe it. It's like we're home chatting, having a great time, and hopefully the listeners are enjoying themselves and they can phone in.
It's just so fast.
Yeah, I know.
I wish it was like 3 hours long, but
well, we can arrange that.
We'd really be exhausted. I mean,
I wouldn't be exhausted.
Really?
I'm fine. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
You seem pretty healthy right now.
Yeah.
Where's your baton?
I know. If you could see it over the air, I'd be twirling it right now. Anyway, so this article, I want you to read it because it's LL Cool J, which we like him, and March 2013, Good Housekeeping, and What Makes My Marriage Work. Go for it.
Well, we were talking about this, and separation is good.
At times, yes.
Long vacation, separation, that makes the marriage work.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he has some very key points here. He's a little cutie, isn't
he?
I'm not sure how long he's been married to Simone.
Right.
You?
Not really, I don't know.
But anyhow, he says, number one, church is the foundation for my family. It helps me stay grounded. I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I try to get to church as often as I can. It
even
is important.
Even if you go alone, like when
I go alone a lot.
I do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It just says it's very comforting.
Yeah, definitely.
Number two, I stay in shape. This is LL Cool talk and not me.
Yeah.
I stay in shape. I want to be as attractive as I can for my partner for as long as I can. That usually lasts for about a year, right?
Yes, at least a year.
At least a year. But that is important.
It is
because
important.
You want to keep that vibrance
going.
Of course. Simone, this is number three. Simone was diagnosed with cancer when I had an album coming out. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
It taught me about priorities. Obviously, I chose supporting her, which is important. The power of family has to outweigh a career. The power of family has to outweigh a career. I totally believe
it's
with that.
Big statement. I know.
My wife accepts that I'm a bit of a slob. Oh, brother, she's a patient woman, isn't she? She might find a sock in the cookie jar. Oh, my God.
Ew.
That's awful.
That's gross.
Come on, cool.
Yeah.
Get with it, baby. Take those socks out of the cookie jar.
Get cooler.
Get cooler. Yeah. At least put it in the oven or something.
Yeah, really.
Number five, I'm not looking to win arguments. Oh, God, this is my kind of guy.
Yeah.
This isn't debate class. We each express ourselves and then either fix the issue or move on. Now, that's good.
It's good. You agree to disagree.
That's good.
You can't agree on everything. Are you kidding? No
not
way.
At all. But, I mean, you need to discuss it openly, and you never, I mean, everyone has their own views and opinions, and in a relationship, it's kind of a 50-50.
I agree.
It really is.
Totally.
Although, being the smart guy he is, saying that he doesn't want to win arguments is a good point.
If every man said that, we'd be living in utopia.
I would love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't even know how to act.
I don't think you'd have a problem, would you?
I think I would be like in a coma. I don't even know how to relate to that. Okay.
Number six, our whole family loves watching boxing together. Simone thinks she's a sports commentator at this point. It's fun.
Okay.
All right.
That's
so that's
cute.
Something they enjoy together, which
that's
is
cute.
Good. Number 7, being supportive of my wife is the easiest way to show true love. That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
LL Cool, you're a cool guy,
yeah,
man.
He is a cool guy. You know, there's a little article right next to it. It says, I love his laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, when John and I first met, I was attracted to his sense of humor, and it's one of the things I love most about him. His laugh is contagious. Whenever I hear it, I can't help but crack up. You know, I love people who are funny.
Me too.
I really love people that look at life on the light side and go, you know what? It's all screwed up. If you take stuff seriously, you're going to be so unhappy because everything is so stupid.
It is, and there's too much stress in this world right now.
Isn't it?
It is.
I mean, if you take everything so seriously, everything somebody says to you and every little thing you pick apart, you will go insane. I learned that.
That's a sign of a healthy relationship, too, because if you can laugh at yourselves when you're in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key, you know, the laughter.
It's hilarious.
You know, and
it's so when I argue with someone, I spit all over myself. It's really like disgusting.
It's something serious, Leslie.
It's
we
so,
have to.
It's so gross.
Need to look into that a little more deeper.
I'm gonna start slobbering and stuff, and then I need a towel. And it's funny because if people are watching me, it's like watching a cartoon. It's so stupid. And then I laugh at myself. I think I can't even argue properly.
What else do you do? Share
oh,
with us.
I go to the supermarket in my pajamas.
That's
what Linda found out. Oh yeah.
Yeah, your pajamas probably are like something I would wear out for the evening.
I know. I put a sweat top on it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I barely take my
the grocery
off.
Store is a place where you can be yourself.
I know.
You really can.
Big dark glasses, never take them off. Because I have to shop in the dark, basically, because I cannot take them off. I have no makeup on.
Oh, you look fine without makeup.
Oh, please. So that's what I do.
But that is the key of a good relationship is to communicate, of course.
Oh, please.
And keep it, always keep the romance. I find that when you're in a relationship, because I've been in a couple. And
that's right.
And after a while, you know,
gets stale.
It's not about, excuse my language, sex and
no,
all
not.
That aspect. The love grows, and you have to keep your relationship healthy and also exciting and keep the romance in there. Lots of times, women and men both get lazy in a relationship.
They do, absolutely.
You know?
I think intimacy for we girls, and I think for men too, because I've heard men say it, I think intimacy is very important. That, you know, when I brush by my boyfriend and I ruffle his hair a little and give him a kiss on the cheek, I know that means something because if he's so diligently working on a project on his computer and I go, hey, babe, how you doing? That one little sentence, you know, kind of puts a smile on their face.
Yeah.
And, hey, you know, she acknowledges I'm here. She acknowledges I'm around. You know, I'm. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little thing. It's not like a big thing that you have to do. It's just that little assurance that you love them or you care about them. And that's the same with any relationship, with a girlfriend. If you say, you know what? You look so good today. I love the way you look today.
You look bright.
You have a nice outfit on. It's nice to see you. You know, one little compliment goes a long, long, long way.
It does.
And a lot of people don't really realize that. You know, that one little thing that you might say.
It does.
Right?
Being nice. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're missing a lot in this world today.
I know.
Is that people have forgotten how to be nice and kind
cordial.
To each other.
Respectful.
Right. The respect. Know? In fact, when I went to church last time, the pastor was talking about that.
Yeah.
That the family unit, the respect, has really fallen down. You know what I mean?
So. I know. Just that little, you know, one thing. Like, a lot of times, I'm a very courteous driver, and most of the time, I'll just give my hand and go ahead, you know, and I say it, go ahead. And then they wave in the mirror, and they say thank you, and I'm thinking, good.
Yeah,
you know,
I've done
that,
too.
Somebody acknowledged that I was nice, and, you know, oh, here, we have a little suggestion. If you want your girl to get nicer outfits, how do you tell her without being mean? Okay, let's go there. Well.
Wow, that's a good one.
That's a tough question. Without being mean. Hmm.
Well, if this is a guy for
a
woman,
yeah.
I have an idea.
Yeah, if a man asks you, you know, that how can he help his girlfriend, I would say that if you're shopping together, that's a really great idea.
Exactly.
And you see a really nice outfit, like, say, in one of the department stores, and you go, you know, honey, why don't you try this on? This would look gorgeous on you. You have the right coloring for it. and you just would look so cute in this. Let's go try it on. Come on. And you pull off her size on the rack. Please know her size.
Yep.
Don't give her a 2 if she's a 10. You know what
exactly.
I mean? That'll like really screw her up.
Yeah. But anyway. She'll be fasting for the rest of her life.
She won't eat for 2 weeks. But, you know, for sure, you know, give her a size that would look good. And then really compliment her when she comes out of the dressing room. Say, oh, my God, you look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and then treat her to something. Maybe buy her a pair of jeans or a pretty, you know, pair of earrings or something. And you make the suggestion, I think.
That is a perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And take her on a shopping spree, you know?
Yeah. And let her try things on and say, you'd look adorable in this. I can't believe, you know, you have the cutest little figure. Why don't you, you know, make it look really good so that you can enhance it, you know?
Right. And then she'll catch on. And eventually, you know, everything will fall into place. I love that.
Yeah. She'll be hip.
That's a good suggestion.
Sharp and, right? I think that's cool. That's cool. Yeah.
Very
Thanks
cool.
For that question.
Thank you for that question.
Yeah. That was a good question. Very, very good. I want to talk a little bit about great rooms. I'm going to have to take a break again, but I always find the most gorgeous rooms in magazines, and I just, you know, not that I copy anything, I don't.
No,
I have my
you're amazing,
way.
And I don't know how many listeners know, but you're the best interior designer I have ever met and seen as far as your work goes, and I'm not just saying that. And you have a lot of your work online, but when you showed me your portfolio and all the photos and some of the things that you have absolutely turned around, that kitchen with the medium, I couldn't believe that. You need to show that online.
I know.
It's just amazing work you do.
The before and after. And I like to take before and after because it shows people what you can do on a budget. Because a lot of people think you have to spend a ton of money to get a great look. And I'm the master of working on a budget.
Right.
I really perfected it over the years.
Well, that's nice because you take whatever someone has and you can maximize it.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Darilyn. Well, I found this one picture from Stroheim and Roman, and I did post it on Facebook, homesweethomeradio.com. And Stroheim and Roman has been a wholesaler of fabric and trims for many, many, many years. I think they're over 100-year-old company. And they have a beautiful photo of, you know, draperies are back in fashion. And a lot of people go, oh, I only want shutters. And well, yes, they're nice, but they're not fabric. And fabric in some rooms really tells a story, and it's really beautiful.
Warm.
Yes, it's very warm. It's very rich. And in this photo, they have the most gorgeous draperies that are trimmed on the wall, on a beautifully colored wall, and a fabulous sofa with the throw pillows, all different prints. I'll tell you, it just makes the room. It just looks so
yummy
beautiful. And rich. They have it on a wood floor with a flocati rug, that little fuzzy rug, and it just looks so, so inviting and place that you want to sit and have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and chit-chat with your friends. Mm. And I just like rooms like that, that you could just kind of fall into and fall in love with. And that's one of them. So go to our Facebook/Home Sweet Home Radio page, and you will see that beautiful room. There was also a picture of a fireplace that I absolutely loved. It was in a gray and white stripe, like a blue gray and white stripe, and horizontal stripes, and I believe they might have done it out of concrete and then painted the concrete.
I've never seen anything like that.
It is so unusual, and it does not look like a typical fireplace, but if you have a modern look in your home, this is a perfect way to do a fireplace.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
You could probably make it separately and then glue it to the wall. You know what I mean? I don't think it has to be built on the wall. Which could probably be done with a cement, you know. It's probably a cement, a concrete of sorts, because it's got to be a material that can absorb heat.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to be careful.
Because that's a working fireplace.
Yeah, because you can't have like a synthetic, like a plastic or anything like that.
But that's very sharp looking.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love it. And then I found this other room that shows how to hang art. And that was also in Elle Decor magazine. And they have some very interesting looks here. One is a look of all birds framed all in bamboo on a wall. And all different kinds of birds and sizes of the art. It's very, very nice. So it looks like a collection. And then the other one is 26 color studies. And they're all framed into blocks. So that was really interesting.
That's different.
Yeah, it's just
that
unusual.
That is different.
I like unusual things, you know, things
but
that
it fits with everything else in that room.
Right.
But everything else is white, so it kind of brings some color into the room.
You know, some easy ideas for you people out there. If you like, just say you like Fortune magazine and you read it every month, you read it faithfully, or you love Glamour magazine and every month you read it faithfully. Take all the covers and frame all the covers of a whole year and do them on a wall, in the same frame. They look amazing.
But not Playboy or Playgirl.
Well, you know, that's kind of tacky.
That would be very tacky.
It's kind of tacky. But a really good magazine, Elle Decor you could use. You could use any kind of cooking magazine for your kitchen, you know.
What other ones? There's some beautiful covers
some
out there.
Gorgeous magazines out there. I mean, what's that? Veranda is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Southern Living is beautiful.
I like Southern Living.
Traditional Home.
They have some beautiful covers.
Architectural Digest.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the big, beautiful magazines are gorgeous on the wall.
Yeah.
So there's some beautiful things you can do.
Very creative and inexpensive things that someone can
Inexpensive. You can go to Aaron Brothers, buy the frames when they're 2 for $1, and just frame them, you know, by yourself. Do all black frames.
And it's unique. It's different.
Frame. Yes, ma'am. And it's very easy to do. And you just line them up when you make a line and then another line and another line and group them close together, like maybe an inch and a half apart all the way around. And they look like a collection when you do that. You know, it's like a group. So
I love that.
It's really
idea.
A lot of fun. I've done stuff like...
You could do that for me for my music magazines.
Isn't that
cute? Yeah.
The music magazines or guitar magazine or whatever.
Anything like that. And you can fit it into your character.
Gorgeous.
And who you are.
Gorgeous.
And have a room that's your room, like a library or like a studio would be for me.
It works.
That would be beautiful. I like that.
You have to
decorate my house.
Yeah, I got to come do it. You know what I did one time? I saw these, you know how you see those seed packets in the store, like, you know, like for all different kinds of fruits and vegetables?
Mm-hmm.
You see the seed packets, and I thought, I got to do something with those. So I bought a bunch of them, and I framed them all in one big frame for someone's kitchen. It was the cutest thing you ever saw.
I don't know how you come up with these things.
I don't know. It just dawned on me to do that. And then I just did a wall in seed packets.
See, this is what I'm trying to tell the listeners.
Yeah.
If they need to spiff up their home, you take, something like that is cost efficient.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. And very unique.
Yep.
Not the common interior decorator would even think of doing that.
No.
You know?
I've done stuff with men's ties.
Really? What have you done?
Well... Instead of, you know how the men make a knot in their tie, and then they, you know, they put it under their shirt, under their collar.
Right.
Well, I took ties, made the knot, and then made it wavy, the tail of it, and then framed it like one tie. I made a long frame and a great looking tie, real, real, real colorful. And that could be like in a men's bathroom. It could be in a men's study. It could be.
That's terrific.
Freaking
and there's some
cute.
Cool ties out there.
Oh
Garcia,
my God. The
do you
Garcia
remember?
Ties.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Those. Yeah, they were absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
That would be a great.
Isn't that
I gave
fun?
All mine away. I had some.
Too bad we could have framed them.
I know.
They look amazing. It's just the cutest thing you've ever seen.
I love it.
So there's a lot of fun stuff you can do if you're just a little creative, and you could do it with almost any item. You know, people always go, I don't know what theme I'm going to do. I'm like, I could think of 200 themes just sitting here that you could do.
Geez, I better not throw anything away because you could make
away.
Something out of anything.
Well, I can.
Pretty much.
I found an old Polaroid camera I had. You know, remember when we used to use those?
I have one.
Yeah, girl. I put it on top of my kitchen cabinets on a stacked books, and I put the old Polaroid up there.
Yeah.
Because I thought, why is that in the closet? I should take it out and remind myself that, hello, we use it on telephones to take pictures now. I must be 102, right?
Well,
I
you mean, look good for 102.
Yes, that's funny stuff.
I have the same stuff you have, so we're close to the same age.
Right?
21, right?
Yes, 21. Absolutely.
But that's a great idea. Mine's been sitting in the closet. Now, I have so many
so
unique
cute.
Things that I probably should have out.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even think of having it out.
There was a book I read years ago called Use What You Have. And I always ask
like
people,
that.
Can I go in your garage? Can I look in your closet? Because I bet you there's accessories in there that you don't even know you have that I could make accessories out of. And they go, oh, no, you can't. I'm like, yeah, I can't. Watch me. It's like I'm in a flea market. You know,
I love it.
It's crazy. So we're going to take one more break before we close out the show. You're listening to Leslie and Darylyn on the Home Sweet Home Show. We're part of Lotus Broadcasting Family. So we'll be right back.
Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. To request your free sample of Velocity, call 702-721-8496. 702-721-8496. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home. Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
We are back at Home Sweet Home, and I forgot to talk about my brother-in-law who performed at Gordon Biersch Paradise this weekend. It was Sunday for the brunch. I stayed the whole time. It was amazing. So just because of their appearance on Sunday, they are now playing there every month. It's jazz and blues. It's called New Rhythm Quartet. Google it, New Rhythm Quartet Las Vegas. The singers are to die for. Guy, my brother-in-law, is the lead guitarist and also the founder of the band, the keyboardist. I mean, everybody in the band is just
Let me know
amazing.
The dates. I definitely want to make the next gig.
They also play at Gordon Biersch in Boca Park and Grape Street, and they are getting very well known, and you can say you knew them when, because these guys are kick butt.
Really quick, what kind of music do they
jazz
do?
Jazz and blues.
All
and
jazz and blues.
Good at it. They're okay. Really good at it. And I invited them to come on the show and do a show and bring their CD when they have it ready. So I'm really excited about that. And we are... Believe it or not, we're out of time.
Unbelievable. I had such a great time. Thank
Me
you
too.
So much.
Thanks, Darry. And I'm glad to see you here, and I want you to come back.
I will.
Because I know we always have a lot of fun together.
Well, this is a great show.
Yeah.
And I enjoy
fun.
When I'm not on here, which is, you know, I listen to you all the time. It's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too. Anyway, so now that we're both fans of each other's clubs.
Yes.
we're going to say goodbye for today, but we'll be back next Wednesday between 2 and 3. And you're listening to Home Sweet Home on KLAV Talk Radio, Lotus Broadcasting. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.